Maria. Y'all don't want to hear me, you just don't dance.
Hey, this is Vance Joy, and you're listening to Alice 105.9.
Thank you. Week the same way you finished it.
Sunday night with Slacker and Steve.
Alice 105.9.
So we just discovered, well, now that we've been talking about it, there's a lot of little secret weird competitions going on.
There are.
Are you?
See, to me, I don't compete with you guys because there's no honor in it for me. So I just.
What? Because, well, you don't go down to the amateur level.
Exactly. Is that what you're saying? I'm a pro. I lose my pro status.
Okay. So. We started noticing that our producer, Lil D, and there's a person who works in the radio station who have daughters that are how far apart in age?
A week.
Yeah.
Are they really only a week?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No wonder.
Uh-huh.
And you're in, like, you're in a secret competition with him.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where, like, we have to... Well, I have to, I guess, because I don't know that he knows it's a competition.
Nope.
But I have to, like, my daughter has to hit milestones before his daughter does so that I can come in and brag about the milestones before he can.
You're such a D-bag.
It kind of is, but it's kind of cool, too. Like, I got a smarter kid than you do.
Because he knows that, like, maybe physically your child is more advanced. And so you'll know coming in when you brag that you're going to win.
That's not cool.
That's such a... And that's why I asked you one time, I go, do you like doing, you enjoy doing? You're like, yes, actually.
I actually sit home and whenever my daughter does something, I'm like, yeah, can't wait to go into work and talk about that.
Dude.
Absolutely.
And then when you find out, so does your daughter do that? And he's like,
do you
no.
say it snarky like that?
No, of course not.
Oh, my God, you do.
He does, too.
You do.
He goes, like, how come your daughter isn't doing that yet?
That's weird. I read in the book that right? It should be happening by now.
But then I remember you, when your kids were new and growing up, you were doing the same thing.
But I wasn't competing with anybody.
All parents do that. No. Yes, you do.
No.
You gloat when your kid does something another kid can't yet.
I mean, my kids were doing things so far advanced. I mean, my son... At like 3 weeks old, we were weaning him off of breast milk, and he was doing Algebra 1.
No, that was how far I got.
I know. That's all I wanted.
Both, yeah.
I wanted Noah to be smarter than you. That's all.
Three weeks.
Noah, you got to be smarter than Steve. Soon. Get this done. So this is what we want to know, and I don't know if... I honestly don't know if anybody will admit it, but are you in, like, a secret competition? I mean, are you, do you secretly compete? I mean, maybe the other people don't know it. We just all, in talking, if we all meet someplace for lunch and then have to come to the radio station after, I absolutely, I was like, guys, I have a little secret competition. If we meet somewhere, I have to beat you back here.
Uh-huh.
And I do too.
And they're like, why do that too? We all try.
We've had this secret amazing race going on. But why don't we gloat when we get here?
Well, because I'll see that you beat me to the parking lot, so then I'll just not say anything, because I'll know I will give it up to you if you say anything. And so we'll compare. Oh, I deked down that road that I owned, but they took that, but I saw you do that.
I have a competition with myself on certain roads. Like, there are roads where I know there's like 15 stoplights in a row, and if I know that if I hit the third one, if I go through it like on yellow, I'll hit the next like six green.
Yeah.
And then I'll time myself and I'm like, oh, I got it. And then some little stupid idiot pulls out in front of me. I'm like, you're blowing my whole line,
my whole flow.
Like, I have this competition on certain roads where I got to beat the world record time.
Well, you're an expert at the self-checkout at the grocery store.
Oh, dude.
But I didn't realize you were doing it there, too.
Dude, I compete. If your grocery store has a self-checkout, I will look. If I'm behind somebody or somebody's behind me, I'm looking at how many items they have, and I know how many I've got, and I'm like, I'm going to beat them. And I'm in such a competition that I will even try to, like, let somebody go in front of me so I can give them a little head start.
Oh, my God, whatever.
Because they have, like, 23 items, and then I'll just walk up in, because you know that I do the enter my loyalty information and, like, swipe my credit card. I have a system where my hands are doing something at all times.
That is
true. I'm like, I've already arranged my stuff in my basket.
I do that too.
So that it will go into the right bags. I got a produce bag. I got a like dairy bag.
Yep.
I got a meat bag and let's go bag. And so I'm like, I will sometimes just like hesitate before I get up to the thing. I'm like, oh, this one's too easy. I'm going to like boop, 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 boop. And then I'm like, bag everything, put the receipt, grab it, walk past. I'm like,
take that, old lady.
How old are you anyway? It's a sickness.
It's
So what we're asking is, does anybody else out there do any of these things or do something different? I mean, is any, and when you're talking about judging other people's kids, it could be anything. Like, are you putting your kids in dance class not because you really want them in dance class, because you're secretly competing with one of your friends from high school?
Oh, to try to keep up with. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, my son's in karate. I put him in karate for discipline, but then there's another family that has a kid in karate, and that kid's like sparring and he's already got trophies and stuff. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Our guy doesn't do competitions.
Oh, so now you're all, well, why?
I know. Like, this other kid's got, like, trophies and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I got to figure something out.
Because those parents are looking at your kid going, huh.
What color is his belt?
Jesus.
Oh. No, that's cute. I remember when he had that color. He was, like, three. The other one that I think you're in, that
me?
I don't know if you'll admit.
What?
Because you want to project this image of like, I'm the single.
I don't have to project.
Stud.
It's just is.
I don't care about any of the stuff that normal people care about.
Exactly.
Dude, when you bought your house, you became the lawn competitor.
Okay, so I had mown a lawn in like 30 years, and I bought a house, you found it for me, in suburbia. And my mindset is, that's all the dads in the whole neighborhood do, is meticulously fine-tooth comb their lawns. And so you're right. When I bought my house,
You got crazy.
I went so far over the top to the point I'm looking around where none of the other dads are even, this isn't even real. Why am I doing this?
If you guys don't know this, Steve drives a performance sports car, like an Audi S5, and he pulled up to the station one day and he's like, dude, come here. And I'm like, what? And he hands me a 50-pound bag of this industrial fertilizer. He's like, I found some of this. Your lawn's going to look great. I'm like, who are you?
I went from 0 to 60 in like a nanosecond.
That fertilizer rocks.
It does, but you're right. How did I come across that stuff?
What are you doing?
You're right. I did kind of,
And Lil D, you're a homeowner now.
When I was buying my house, I showed him Google Maps. Like, I showed him how to use Google Maps. And I brought up his house and he's like, look at my edges compared to my neighbor. Look at my edges.
And the best part is that picture on Google Maps is going to live for another 5 years.
He wanted, He was like checking to see which neighbor's cars were there to see if it was like a recent picture, if it was one that was You're about right. to be changed out. Like,
You're right.
Oh, man, my so God. Terrible.
Where my rock bed meets my mulch is just the sharpest, finest. Like, yeah, I know. Let me come over to yours.
Come on over. So we want to know if you're one of these people. Are you secretly competing with yourself, with your parents? Are you trying to hit milestones that they never? I think we all kind of do that.
A little bit.
I remember this is kind of morbid. I hate to be the downer, but like I remember my mom on her 67th birthday, kind of being all like weird and high five and exit signs and stuff. And I'm like, what? And she's like, my mom died at 66. So I'm good.
Oh, so like, that was her goal? Was the
yeah.
outlook? Wow.
It was like. Oh,
dang.
Okay, so you're in secret competition to not die
before your mom.
Your mom did. Is that weird?
She looks like, I'm going to outlive you too, son.
I know. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to break this one, Mom. I'm on this. I'm right behind you. Got my eye on you. All right, so we want to know, what's your secret competition? Who are you fighting? And is it weird that you're doing it? Lauren.
Yeah.
Secret competitions. What do you got?
So my best friend and I in college were in the same major, studying all the same stuff, taking all the same classes together. And every test, every quiz, anything, I would just try and fly and like ask her, hey, what was your grade on that? And always trying to beat her. And if she beat me, I'd be so mad at her.
But she has no idea you're doing it.
She was doing it,
no
too.
No idea.
Oh.
And so years later, I asked her about it, like, we were always kind of in competition, right? And she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, she was. I guarantee you, Lauren, she was. Like, you can't. It's just like Lil D and the other guy. When you have babies a week apart or you're in the same major with a friend,
you can
try to act like you're too cool to get wrapped up in the drama. But your dude, you're absolutely. Like, you graduated from broadcast school with other people.
That's
you're
true.
You're telling me you don't check where they're at.
Yeah, I'm doing the best in my class.
Yeah. Of course you do. You can act like, oh, I don't get caught up in that crap like Lauren's friend. That's not true.
I don't care what they're doing.
But you happen to know that you got a better job than they do.
Yeah.
I've heard things. Dude.
That's true, though.
Wow. I guarantee you call her back or you catch her like on her deathbed, she's going to be like, you're right. It made me happy to know that I was kicking your butt. Thank you for the call, Lauren. Christina.
Yay.
Secret competitions.
Hi. Yeah, so I am in a kind of secret competition with a high school friend to see who can get married first.
I bet you women do that all the time.
Everybody's like, I'm going to be first out of the gate. I'm the one.
Yep.
How close are you?
So I'm not. We're still in competition because neither of us are married yet, but it's her dream to have this big old wedding. But I'm like secretly like, if I get married first, oh, it's on.
Are you going to do the wedding that she wants?
Not really. No.
But you just want to be the first one down the altar.
Thunder, yeah.
I just kind of want to rub it in her face a little bit.
You hag, you can't get married.
It's not even that you want to find a man to spend the rest of your life with. You just need somebody to slip a ring on it before she gets somebody.
That's romantic, actually.
Well, that makes me confident as a male. Thank you, Christina. If you're still willing, I don't know if you're willing to out this online or not, but if you're in a secret competition or you want to tell us, we're insane. You'll have to do it online now.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Sunday night with Slacker and Steve.
Trust us. It's worth it.
Alice 105.9.
We deliver everything you need to know about Alice directly to your inbox. Exclusive prizes, concerts coming to Denver, and everything happening at Alice. Sign up for the Alice A-List newsletter and be in the know about everything happening at Alice. Did you know you can take us just about anywhere? Take Alice with you everywhere you go. You can listen to us on your mobile device. Just go to your mobile web browser and go to alice1059.com. Click Listen Live and enjoy.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on Proven Winners 1-Quart Annuals, 3 for just $12. So let's crank up the color without burning through our budget. These vibrant flowers are rigorously tested, so you can trust them to thrive in your garden all season long. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with Proven Winners, the number one plant brand, 1-Quart Annuals, 3 for just $12. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
If you have a great product that needs exposure, a great event that needs promotion, or an awesome service our listeners would love, go to GetMyPerks.com and click on the Get Featured button at the top of the page. Get My Perks can help connect your brand with our fans. We even have several special options to help you grow with little or no cash investment. Get My Perks is much more than a daily email. 82% of our business partners say they would recommend Get My Perks to you as a way to grow business. Just click Get Featured at GetMyPerks.com and we'll help you get started. That's Get Featured at GetMyPerks.com.
Business owners, learn how to manage your business reviews, build trust, and retain customers. Join the experienced business professionals at SmartReach Digital for a free 30-minute webinar Thursday, June 4th. Whether you're a business owner, marketing specialist, or entrepreneur, you'll learn how to manage your business's online reputation using smart, modern online tools and techniques. Registration is free, but space is limited. Sign up now at SmartReachLearn.com. SmartReachLearn.com.
So you got a guy handling your website, your niece is updating Facebook, and you're paying someone way too much in the hopes of showing up on page one. Is it working? Increasing your sales? You need a single partner who will help you simplify and navigate the ever-changing digital landscape and drive measurable results. You know your business. Let us handle your digital marketing. SmartReach Digital. Attract, activate, engage. Go to SmartReachDigital.com to sign up for a free competitive digital analysis today. SmartReachDigital.com.
Save money. With Denver Perks, you can get amazing deals on your favorite restaurants and places to shop in and around Denver. We'll tell you about awesome deals to save 30 to 50% off your favorite places. Text the word PERKS to 51059 to get text alerts about Denver Perks deals with Alice. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Listen to Alice anywhere. Take us with you to the store, the gym, or on a walk with the dog. Download the free TuneIn app at the App Store or Google Play and search Alice 105.9. Grab your earbuds and take your favorite station with you everywhere you go.
This is the sound of Alice. Yeah.
On top of your girl. When I'm involved with this deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family from Cuba.
Alice 105.9.
Hey, it's John Tesh, and I'll explain why doing do-it-yourself projects around the house can improve your self-esteem after a word from our sponsor.
Right now, buy any new carpet at the Home Depot, and the installation is only $37 for the whole house. So let's cover more rooms with the same budget. and get best-in-class carpet installation with a lifetime warranty. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. Whole home carpet installation, just $37. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 20th. Minimum $4.99 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
Researchers interviewed men about their do-it-yourself projects, and it turns out guys get a boost of self-esteem from working with their hands, whether they're installing a brick patio, refinishing the cabinets, or fixing a squeaky door. And they also found that guys who spend all day in an office are the most likely to use home improvement projects to blow off steam and de-stress. And most men also view do-it-yourself projects as a way of expressing how much they care for their families.
Directed based on disintegration testing.
This is the sound of Alice.
Right here.
Right now.
Alice 105.9.
Job well done. Standing ovation. Yeah, you got what you wanted. I guess you won. And I don't want to hear they don't know you like I do. Even I could have told you, but now we're done. 'Cause you play me like a symphony. Play me till your fingers bleed. I'm your greatest.
gonna see us from outer space, light it up, like we're the stars of the human race, when the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard, strike the march, play it loud, giving love to the world, we'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky, cause we got the fire, 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 yeah we got the fire, 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 and we're gonna let it burn. Burn it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can't put it out, out, out. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. We're gonna let it burn.
Alice 105.9.
I'm wrong. I've walked that road before and left you on your own. And please believe them when they say that it's left for yesterday and the records that I play. Please forgive me.
Slacker and Steve.
They won't cure your weekend hangover,
but they'll probably have you laughing till your head hurts again.
Alice, 105.9.
Bizarre birthing.
Yep.
Steve has a friend whose baby has a soft spot in their head because they've got hitting by automatic doors.
Yeah, she made it to the hospital, but she collapsed in the entryway. And so instead of, you know, getting her back into a wheelchair and getting her in the actual part of the
hospital.
Let's
just do it here.
They did. They couldn't move her. So the whole time, doors opening, closing, open, close, open, because she's lying there.
We were talking about bizarre birthing in the first place because a woman gave birth on an Air Canada flight from Calgary to Tokyo.
Ugh. How did she even get on the plane? I thought you're not allowed to get on.
A doctor delivered the girl after flight attendants asked for help from the passengers. So there happened to be a doctor on the plane.
I like how they asked the non-doctor passengers first, and then they went, oh, okay, doc, we'll leave it to you.
The doctor himself is like, you know, going, I don't need to malpractice. I don't think my insurance covers me at 30,000 feet.
Right.
Well, who? I know it's probably obvious. The kid's Canadian then, right?
No, actually, technically, it has no place of residence.
Because it was born in the air.
In the air.
So its origin country is Air Canada.
Right. Yes, actually. It has no home. It'll never have a home.
It's somewhere in the Pacific.
Just in
on
ether.
Its birth certificate, it says.
Ether.
Place, city of birth, 35,000 feet.
It just has longitude and latitude. That's it.
This big, long street. I was born on the Lost Island, but it moves a lot. Yeah, that's only for people who watched Lost, and I apologize, but I was a Lostie, so.
And that was
welcome.
The worst plot line of all.
It was a great plot. Everything about the show was great, except that the island could move. Okay. That's part where you go, no.
All parts.
My baby was born on the Lost Island, but it was over here, not over there. So that's really weird. We want to know if were you born in a weird place? Were you born in a weird way?
Yeah.
Did you give birth in a weird place or a weird way? This one is one that I can honestly say we've never had before. There's a woman who had twins and she was trying to get the guy who was supposed to be the father to pay child support. So they do the like swabby swab thing to do the DNA test on one of the kids and like, yep, see, told ya. You're the dad or whatever. They're fraternal twins. They're not identical.
Oh, yeah. Have to be.
So they swabby swab the dude. They swabby swab one of the kids and they're like, do you really need us to do the other one? He's like, yeah, do the other one. So they swab the other kid. Both came out the same time, right? Same day. Not same time. It wasn't like they're hand in hand, like, ta-da, hello, my baby, like ripping the curtain open. Oh, hey. Okay, I was just picturing how they come out of this. Okay, that got
so
super violent. Is anyone else picturing a Muppet Show? When they like come fuzzy and
okay. I am now.
Okay, anyway, two different kids. They swabbed the second kid.
Yeah,
different dad.
Yeah, and so everyone's going, this is biologically impossible.
No, so what she's got is like Gatling gun type ovaries. So, and they just, so like she's fertile at that time and the ovaries are like putting eggs out there. She sleeps with guy number one.
She has no discretion too. So then, yeah.
Right. So it's like, and guy number one fertilizes egg number one.
Okay.
A day or so later, guy number two fertilizes egg number two. They both attach.
To separate walls,
separate
right?
Part, yeah.
Okay.
And so she's now running a 2-bedroom condo in her uterus.
Okay, that's what it is. One over here, one over here. And then they all
come out, okay, not at the exact same time.
Okay, yeah.
They come out, they're twins, and the father is...
Two sep...
He is almost, according to DNA tests, he's almost certainly the father of one twin, but absolutely, positively not the father of the other twin.
That is pretty crazy. So yeah. She's going to get child support from two
she's
different...
She's going to double dip.
Yeah.
She's going to get child support from two different dudes for twins.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's a bizarre birth.
That is nuts.
Here's another one. Terrified mother is in a Kathmandu maternity unit when the first of the huge Nepal earthquakes happened.
Yeah.
She's literally watching people in the hospital. She says, walls are cracking, yeah. Plaster's falling, patients running from their lives. There's like liquid spewing out of these cracks because like pipes are bursting. Nurses and everybody are like, oh my God, I see you're having a baby. Bye.
Yes.
Don't want to die in a hospital.
Everybody takes off, save themselves.
Everybody kind of bounced. And, She had to have a baby during a 7.3 magnitude earthquake.
Wow.
It killed dozens of people, sending thousands more rushing into the streets of Kathmandu. She gave birth to her daughter in an emergency room.
It's like the only sound of life going on in this whole area.
It's not. I mean, yeah. That is insane. I can't imagine a more stressful.
They named it Nepal.
I mean, what would you name?
Richter.
Like, lucky.
7.2.
Woman gave birth in a Wendy's parking lot. Not sure I need to give much more of that story.
Was that shaking too? Like,
well, it was a chili, Steve. She's pregnant, stopped off to get a little batch of the chili. Move things along a little more quickly. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm not going to go back to the ripping the curtain open, but I'm sure it was easier after chili.
Was it in the spot where they asked her to pull your car forward?
You've ordered a lot. Please pull. Oh, good. I see why you ordered so much now. You realize you have a baby hanging out of you.
Named it Wendy. It was a boy.
Was it a boy? That feels right. I'm a boy named Wendy. Middle name's Chili. No, I'd go with Frosty.
Would you really?
I would name it. I would name my kid Wendy Frosty. Yep, that feels okay. Yeah, no, Wendy Frosty. Yep.
Double stack. I was going for. That's just
that's what you ordered, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do the single cheese, no onions.
Oh.
There's one close by. We're just going to keep whistling till they drop off a double stack.
Pregnant women.
Oh, sorry, we're shoving a baby back in. We'll be right over with your order. Okay, this one's the final bizarre birth and story before we get to yours. There's a woman. Okay, when I tell you the first part, you're not going to be that impressed. She had a baby the exact same day as Kate Middleton back when she had the first kid.
Wow.
And now, when Kate Middleton had another kid.
Whatever.
She had a baby the exact same day.
She planned it that she induced labor, too. So
yeah, I feel like that's
She
back-timed her birth. She's like jumping up and down, shoving Wendy's chili in her head. Come on!
Looking for
there
an earthquake.
There it is! I'm flying to Nepal! Get the thing out of me! Come on! Anyway, it happened. They said the odds of such a thing are about 1 in 130,000. It's the same as getting 17 heads in a row when tossing a coin.
If I was Kate Middleton, I'd be like a little creeped out about it.
Yeah, well, it's like, I'm pregnant, and just see if she does it. Like, I'd start announcing false pregnancies just to be like, and then once she's like, I don't know, second trimester goes, psych! Nice try, idiot. Okay, that got weird.
I can see Middleton so saying that. I don't know.
Totally. I see a press conference with her like, psych! So it goes out to that woman who tries to have a kid every time I do.
It's a royal psych.
All right, if you can even understand what we're still talking about.
Oh, what was it?
We want to talk about whether you gave birth in a bizarre way, had a kid in a bizarre way. We call it bizarre birthing. Stephanie.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Bizarre birthing.
What's that?
Bizarre birthing. What happened to you?
Well, I had two of them. I have four children, but my third one, I barely made it to the hospital and went to the restroom, and she was 4 pounds, 11 ounces, and she fell into the toilet. And my fourth child, because I had that experience, I didn't want to go through that again. I ended up having him at home, and the midwife didn't make it, and my husband delivered him.
In the toilet?
No, not in the toilet this time.
You know what's so sad is I have friends who are really immature who will be like, excuse me, man, I gotta go drop the kids off at the pool. And you literally
did.
I literally did. The poor thing. And she's the toughest little kid out of all of them. She's still tiny and petite. She's my little gymnast. But we named her Mallory. sorry, because we're not Spanish at all, but now we figured Mal in Spanish is bad. We got all the bad luck done out of the way.
I would have named her Kohler or American Sister or whatever it is. I'm going to go with one of the names of toilets.
Crane.
Does she know she was born in a toilet?
Oh, she does. In fact, in kindergarten, she was the first week of school, the kindergarten teacher kind of gave me the finger wag, and she says, come on over here. And I said, sure. She goes, she's telling everybody that she was born in the toilet. And I'm like, well, it is true. Oh, my goodness. She tells everybody. She doesn't care.
Wow.
That is awesome. Yuck. All right, tell Mallory we said hi.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarre birthing.
Okay, so I'm a Petri dish in vitro fertilization test tube baby with my brother. We're twins, actually, but he was born 14 months and 14 days after I was.
Okay, so what now?
Are you, like, identical then?
No, we're paternal.
Okay, duh, because you're identical, your brother and sister.
You were in one dish, and he was in another dish.
And they put you in first?
No, we were in the same, fertilized at the same time. And
you were in the same dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of the same batch of eggs, but they didn't put us both in at the same time.
All right, break this down as if we're making an omelet. Like, we want it broken down as if we're the Denny's short order cook. Somebody's order moons over Miami, but they go, only make half of it now. I'll be back 14 months from now to pick up the rest.
That's basically
what in the hell are you talking about?
My mom couldn't have kids anymore, so she went in and paid $10,000. They took a batch of eggs out of her, fertilized it, and then found a whole bunch of them were good. So they asked her if she still wanted all of them. She didn't want to donate any or anything like that. She wanted both of us. So they put me in first, and I was successful. And my brother, who was a grade A egg, ended up frozen before he had gained a heartbeat. And they sought him out and popped him in, and he was born 14 months and 14 days later.
Dang.
But despite the fact that you're 14 months apart, you're literally twins.
Yeah, we look a lot alike. We're twins.
From the same batch of the moons over Miami batter. All right.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
That's bizarre.
That's bizarre. Yeah. If you've got any more bizarre birthing stories, we want to hear about them online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Sunday nights will never be the same again. Sunday night with Slacker and Steve.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Don't miss another concert in the Mile High. Join the Alice Concerts text club today and you'll be the first to know about who's coming to Denver. Text the word concert to 51059 and we'll send you a text the second we find out about concerts coming to Denver with Alice. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Did you know you can take us just about anywhere? Take Alice with you everywhere you go. You can listen to us on your mobile device. Just go to your mobile web browser and go to alice1059.com. Click listen live and enjoy.
So you got a guy handling your website, your niece is updating Facebook, and you're paying someone way too much in the hopes of showing up on page one. Is it working? Increasing your sales? You need a single partner who will help you simplify and navigate the ever-changing digital landscape and drive measurable results. You know your business. Let us handle your digital marketing. SmartReach Digital. Attract, activate, engage. Go to SmartReachDigital.com to sign up for a free competitive digital analysis today. SmartReachDigital.com.
It's never too early to start planning your next vacation. So when you decide it's time to pack the sunscreen and Bermuda shorts, make sure and head over to GetMyPerks.com. There you can save hundreds of dollars on hotels and resorts all across the country. And if a flyaway trip isn't in your future, then why not set up a great staycation in your local neighborhood with discounts to exquisite restaurants and pamper yourself with sweet deals on massages and beauty treatments. So when it's time to start planning your next trip, say aloha to GetMyPerks.com.
Business owners, learn how to manage your business reviews, build trust, and retain customers. Join the experienced business professionals at SmartReach Digital for a free 30-minute webinar Thursday, June 4th. Whether you're a business owner, marketing specialist, or entrepreneur, you'll learn how to manage your business's online reputation using smart, modern online tools and techniques. Registration is free, but space is limited. Sign up now at SmartReachLearn.com. SmartReachLearn.com.
This is the sound of Alice.
Here we are, body shape to show. So listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same. Though the truth may not be this, she will carry our body shape to show.
Alice 105.9.
Are you looking to grow your business? How about generate leads for your sales team? If so, click the banner to learn more about internet radio. Intercom Radio has access to over 150 million online users in 23 cities every month. With highly targeted internet radio, you have a cost-effective way to extend your brand and create direct response success from the car, smartphone, or tablet. For more information, email radioworks@intercom.com. That's radioworks@intercom.com. Internet radio works. After all, we got your attention.
1-800-BE-IDEAL today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver, an Intercom Communications station.
Yay!
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 Go home with Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 105.9.
Me when you're away.
sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on, that's my sugar.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the joke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with the light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'd be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running. Let's walk for a minute.
Miss you, it's good.